Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In the book of Esther, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, Let there be fair virgins sought for the king. Let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of the kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins under Shushan the palace, under the house of the women, under the custody of Hegi, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them, and let the maiden which pleaseth the king to be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so." Ahasuerus was an evil, filthy, vile king. He was at a drunken party with all of his leaders and asked his wife, the queen, Vashti, to come and dance a very lewd and filthy dance and take her clothes off to prove how beautiful she was to the whole kingdom. Vashti knew she could not and would not do this. She also realized it could cause her to lose her life, but she did that which was right no matter what. She refused. The king was so angry, and he was so embarrassed in front of all of his friends that were there, that he sent her out of the kingdom and took the crown off her head. He did not kill her, but he sent her away. What a vile, filthy leader. After he sobers up and he realizes he needs a queen, can you imagine who would want to be queen to such a filthy creature like him? One of the king's servants had an idea. He said, maybe we could have a contest and get all the young, beautiful virgins together and have a beauty pageant, and we'll bring them all in front of the king, and whoever he picks, this will be the next queen. Word goes out. Mordecai, Esther's uncle, places his Hebrew niece into this process. Her parents were dead, and her uncle was raising her. She was told not to let anyone know that she was a Hebrew. Here's a sweet, godly Christian girl in a beauty contest to marry a heathen, vile king. Not only is she in the contest, but she ends up winning the contest to become queen. Now, God is going to use Esther, but I don't personally believe it was what Esther should have done. I don't think any good, clean, godly Christian ought to date the filthy, vile people of the world. I don't believe that's in God's will, but I do believe God can use it. God has chosen to use us sinful humans. None of us have done everything right. God is very good about turning our wrong into what good he can get out of it. We often say that God is the God of a second chance. I heard a colored preacher down south one time preach a sermon, and he in his colored church there, and he in his brogue said, "I'm so glad that I don't serve the God of a second chance, but I serve the God of another chance. You see, I blew my first chance. I blew my second chance. And I thank God I served the God of another chance." May I just say something? I want to thank God that God is the God of another chance. God gave Esther another chance in spite of her bad situation. God had given her another chance to think about this. She has to spend the rest of her life married to this creep. But God's going to use her. Hey, Christian, have you had a hard time? Made some mistakes? Have you made some bad decisions? God's the God of another chance. Has life seemed like it's filled with more mistake and failure than success? Well, may I say something? We serve the God of another chance. God still wants to use you. God already knows that you're a sinner, and he knew it before he saved you. God does not want to throw you away because you make a mistake. He wants to use you no matter what. Thank God that he's the God of another chance. I don't believe God wanted Esther to be married to this vile king, but God used her. Thank God he's the God of another chance. You see, God gave Abraham another chance after his adultery with Hagar and having Ishmael. But God gave him Jacob through Sarah. God gave Jacob a chance to become Israel after he tricked his brother out of the birthright. God gave David another chance after he had been anointed king and fought with the Philistine army and then sinned with Bathsheba and murdered Uriah, but God gave David another chance. Thank God he's not just the God of a second chance. He's the God of another chance. God gave Job another chance after he got depressed and all of his loss and all of his seeming wealth is gone, and he wanted to give up, but God gave him another chance. God gave John the Baptist another chance as he faced death, and he sent word to see if Jesus really was who he said he was. God gave Peter many another chances. As he stepped out of the boat and walked on the water, he denied Jesus. He quit the ministry, but God used him to lead Pentecost and launch the church into all the world. God gave the disciples another chance after every one of those rascals forsook him after Gethsemane and Calvary. Hey, they quit the ministry and went back into the secular work world, but God gave them another chance. God gave Daniel another chance after many different things that had happened under Nebuchadnezzar. God gave the Apostle Paul another chance after he made a foolish Jewish vow, and God still used him. You see, God gave Paul another chance when he and another preacher, Barnabas, fussed with each other so badly that they could not get along and they refused to even be with each other. God gave Elijah another chance when he ran in fear and depression from Jezebel, but God lifted him and gave him great victory afterwards. God gave Jonah another chance when he ran away from not going to Nineveh, spent 3 days in a whale belly motel, and then preached the greatest city revival in history. You see, I am so thankful that we serve the God of another chance. Let me give you 3 statements very quickly. None of us are perfect, and nobody is always right. Number 2. Let's never give up on God using anyone. Can I tell you something? God will never give up on you. God's never going to give up on anybody. You may not be able to do all you could, but God will still use you. Number 3, realize the past is past. God needs us now for what is now. If you live in depression, it's because you're living looking in the past. God sees today and tomorrow. Let's forget yesterday. Let's take what we have learned from yesterday and let's thank God that we serve the God of another chance. You see, let's give God a great day today. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.